flash and it was horrifying. Hi, everyone. It's me. Oh, it's been an interesting day. Because I was expecting my co-pilot, little Mark Edwards, to be here. And we called him and said, where are you? And he said, oh, I'm at a cottage far away. I said, well, that's terrible. How am I going to fuck it? What's going on? How am I going to do the show? Maybe I'm having an epileptic seizure right now. Are we all doing that together? Are we a group seizure? That's fun. That's why I brought you in here today, to get you all seizuring together. Maybe I'll hand out bits of wood we can put between our teeth, and we can just writhe on the ground. That'll be fun. So he's just not here. So now I have to fill this whole hour with just me talking to you about things that happen to people, to times. So I'm excited. It's going to be good. Thank you for being here. We have a huge audience here today by Sean Pod standards. We have barely a free seat. And thank God, once again, no one has sat in the front. Thank God no one has taken that one step further to be part of my friendship and be easy for me to talk to. Oh! What the hell has happened? Someone's come late and have been forced to sit down in front. Listen, no, don't be sorry. I'm delighted you're here. What is your name?
I'm Zach.
Zach, great to see you. You've got a nice turn of leg. You've really, you've got it all hitched up. Sweet. So how are you and who are you? George, and how are you related to these people? Friends of yours. Okay, I get it. And you're the shortest. And what are you doing in the front? What's your name? Abby. It's not just a name. It's also a building. So good for you. You're an ancient Abbey filled with learning and a bastion against medieval ignorance. That's what you are. I hope you could maybe make some delicious beer or cheese and serve it to the surrounding peasants who will resent you, for you have food when they have none. All right, Abby. Great to see you. It's amazing to be alive, especially I wasn't run over by a truck just walking down the street trying to enjoy a national holiday. Thank God that didn't happen to me. I don't know what's wrong with people anymore. New things happen every day where people find ingenious ways of being a murderer. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you doing this to people? It's just, you know. But the other thing about Bastille Day, while I'm on that subject, Bastille Day is a great, you know, we stormed the Bastille, and we freed the prisoners, and then the revolution began. Canada Day is just an arbitrary day chosen by a person to say, hey, we should celebrate it. I don't know. July 1st is warm. Let's do it then. There's no real excitement in it. I mean, July the 4th is, we've declared independence from Britain. July the 1st is just, we've considered it, but we're staying. And we'd like to just kind of celebrate that we stayed, but are separate in a way. Oh, Canada, city of magic, country of dreams. It's great to be here. Yes, it's great to be alive. The Portuguese won the European Cup, the Euro 2016. And I, you know, at first I was angry because Portugal makes me angry sometimes because it's kind of lesser Spain. Oh, that's not very nice. But it is kind of like a Spain that decided not to be part of Spain. And then the Pope said, well, everything on this side belongs to Spain. There's a line of longitude, everything. And then everything on that side is Portuguese. So they ended up with Brazil and Spain as everything else. There's Spanish people everywhere else except in Brazil. And way to go, Pope, first of all, for having a great vision of the future. And then what's annoying is the Portuguese, they backed their way through that final. They backed their way through the whole tournament. there was a point where Hungary was beating them 2-0. Hungary, not a powerhouse nation, Hungary. And they managed to tie them 3-3, which is not a defensive, an overwhelming defensive display by Portugal. When Hungary gets 3 goals on you and you manage to score 3 and tie and get through, and they just kind of crawled to the end and then got 1 shot and scored a goal and that they won. But you would have thought that they had discovered a process whereas gold could be made out of, you could take a hammer and hit a potato and it would turn into gold. And that's the celebration that was going on up around my house. It was crazy. There was fireworks, people shooting, holding fireworks in their hand, hoping to lose fingers, blowing things apart, yelling, screaming, running. It went on for like, I don't know, 2 days. 2 days people were still meandering in the streets going, "Fuck you, Italy, where are you?" And you're like, well, I don't know, Italy. Italy's quite good. People just don't sit down and chow down on tons of Portuguese desserts and delights the way they do with Italy. You know what I mean? Italy, there's always going to be a resentment between Portugal and Italy because no one really enjoys the food of Portugal the way they do it. You know, let's go to that great Portuguese restaurant tonight. Nobody does that. Only Portuguese people do that. And they say, well, you know what? I'd like some, again, with the barbecue chicken? Great. Let's do that again. Why not? But Italy has got a big, vast array of delicious delights. So there's a lot of resentment built up by the Portuguese from the food side. And they get it all out when they win Euro. So good for them. But it was not a great game. No one really enjoyed it. A French guy hit the post, and then a Portuguese guy scored a goal. And then right before the Portuguese guy scored a goal, a Portuguese guy took a shot, and a Portuguese guy stuck his hand out and stopped it, and they gave a free kick to the Portuguese. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Why are people so desperate for the Portuguese to win this game? I don't even get it. Anyway, but Portugal... Name an amazing Portuguese person. I can name a couple. Do you have any? Pass, okay. How about you? One of the great Portuguese people in history. Can you name one?
I'd have to make it up.
You have to make it up? So do they. Name one great Portuguese. Anybody? I could give you a couple. Vasco da Gama. Vasco da Gama, he was a great explorer, went around the Horn of Africa, the first person to go around the Cape of Good Hope. Vasco da Gama, good one. William the Navigator created a navigation school that started off the kind of huge explosion that started at the late Renaissance into the Enlightenment. Billy Churrasco, who invented the Churrasco process of chicken making. Very popular dude. But I mean, there's not a ton. That's all right. That's okay. I mean, whatever. But they won. Then that's good. So, throughout the show, I'm a very charitable person. I like to work for charities, and I like to bring some of the lesser-known charities forward so that people can understand them and maybe have an opportunity to support them because so many are not well-known. And I'd like to, but I need the help because I can't read these myself. I thought it might be better if would you like to be my first public service announcement reader? Well, come on up, and there's the microphone. Here's yours, and please read it with as much sincerity as you can. Ladies and gentlemen, our first PSA of the evening. Here it goes. What's your name, sir?
Adam.
Adam?
Is that on? It's not on.
It's not on. Is it on now?
Loudly.
No, I want you to be heard.
Okay.
Is it on
is
now?
Is it on now?
There it is. Okay, Adam, nobody knows about your affliction, and it's time that you shared it with the world. So, okay. Adam, this is for you.
My affliction. Hi. Okay. Did you know that one-third of all the people alive today are trisexual? I was born with three sets of operating genitals. This is true. I was... Wait a minute. Do I keep going?
Yeah, you just...
Hi. I am here to tell you that I am not only... That I not only have fully functional male and female genitals, but I also have a third set of sexual organs on my left hip, over here, that are not completely functional, but I have no idea what to insert them with. Every day I wake up and wonder, will this be the day when I reach my full sexual potential, or am I doomed to wander life trying to fit these weird, freakish dangling organs into the proper receptacle?
Wow.
It's sad, but there is hope. Please, people, generous. It's my...
It's all right.
Sometimes my organs, my genitals are caught in my throat.
It's a hormonal thing.
Were you two born trisexual?
Well, I was multisexual. I'm like the Swiss Army knife of sex. A pair of tweezers as well. My hip. Let's hear it.
Okay,
keep going.
Okay,
you've got a lot to go.
Please give generously to Try Humping This, a non-profit organization that builds experimental genitalia for me to penetrate and hopefully fulfill myself completely. Don't delay. Send your donation to THT. That is tryhumpingthis.org. All of the money goes into forming experimental genitalia simulators that help people like me and Sean Cullen in the research for trisexual satisfaction. THT.org. Please give generously because an extra set of junk is a terrible thing to waste.
Thank you. That was so beautiful, Adam, that you came out finally. We all wondered what was that bulge on your hip. And now we know. Wow, that was sad. It's so sad when people have to go through life and not share that. And they want to. And we're talking about 30%, like 33% of the entire human population have dry genitals. It's about time we really face that. Oh, my God. So what else can we talk about today? My children go to daycare. Oh, I pay to have them go to Art in the Park, which is in Trinity Bellwoods Park over there. Has anyone been to Trinity Bellwoods? There's a fenced-off area where children are trapped for about 8 hours of the day. And I figured out that Art in the Park is basically just making mud balls. Mud balls, and then filling your pants with mud balls, and then coming home. And your parents going, what's in your pants? Tons of mud. Okay, great. That's great. How much was that? $800 this week? It's amazing. But it's been fun. I mean, I think they're enjoying themselves. And my son is obsessed with Minecraft. Does anyone know Minecraft? Is anybody familiar with this show? It's just like, it's Lego, but shitty. In 3D. It's like virtual Lego, and he's obsessed with it, and it's stupid. But what's more stupid about it, and what drives me crazy, is they watch videos of other people playing Minecraft, and it's driving me insane. There's a guy named Stampy Cat, who's this guy from England, who's he laughs like that, and he's constantly, oh my, I've made a pie. Oh. And you're just like, what the fuck are you kids doing? Why are you watching this guy? Why don't you live your own lives? But they don't. They want to watch Stamping Cat. And then there's another really, I don't know why they're all British. in Minecraft, but there are a lot of them, and they all have their own shows. And one is this girl named Little Carly, who's from Ireland, and she basically just has a giant castle and then dates a guy named Little Donnie. And they're both, like, have the most horrendous Irish accents. Like, Little Donnie talks like this all the time. Little Donnie, I've come to take you on a date, Little Carly. Would you like to go have some dinner? And then we'll take my private jet and we'll go fly to Paris and we'll have a dinner on the Eiffel Tower. And you're just like, what the fuck is going on? Why is this? Why are these people? Who are they? What do they have going on in their lives that they have time to do that all the time? And they have, like, there's a dog named Donut that shows up, and it's a dog, but it talks, and it's constantly talking about farting and how much it loves farting. And then there's a duck that likes to urinate all over the place, and they build little houses for each other. I'm fucking scared for my kids. I don't know, but people probably thought that when I was a kid, like, what are you doing playing Atari 100? You'll rot your mind playing Asteroids. Yeah, but the Asteroids didn't talk about things or date each other or go, you know, to the Eiffel Tower. It was just me trying to kill Asteroids. There was no sensuality or weird relationships going on. I'm frightened. I'm frightened of Minecraft. But that's all right. Where are you from, sir? Adam, where are you actually from?
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. Yeah. What part of it?
St. John's.
St. John's, the Mecca. There's other places, aren't there? Oh, well, there was the Vikings lived in, what, Anse Meadows. Yeah. So it was habitable, at least at one point, maybe 1,000 years ago. They did leave because it sucked, right? No. But, I mean, people are always talking about Newfoundland. It's a strange place, isn't it? I read a statistic that there's more vegetables grown in backyard gardens in Toronto than in all of Newfoundland. Yeah. Do you believe that's true? You can't grow anything there. And also, the problem with the... it seems like the food of Newfoundland is stuff that would be left over at the end of a sea voyage, right? It's all like salted biscuits that have been boiled with some cod, salted cod, and people go, oh, that's a delicious mess. Let's eat that. Deep fry at all, yeah, for sure. And they're very interesting people, though. And they always tell you things like, oh, you know, in the old days, the cod, you could walk across the bay on the cod. There were so many cod. And I think that's bullshit. I think it was just something they told people to get them to try and walk across the bay. And then they'd laugh at them and beat them to death. Where are you from? Newfoundland, too? Same St. John's? Glovertown, the town of the Glovers. Do you believe that the real name of the town would be Glovertown?
It used to be Bloody Bay.
Bloody Bay.
Yeah,
because they killed tons of seals there, probably. Yeah, or all the natives. They just pushed them into the bay and beat them to death. And they called it Old Bloody Bay. Remember the time
we killed all the natives? Remember that?
No. No, that wasn't what happened. But it might have been seals. They might have pounded the hell out of some seals. Yeah, nobody cares anymore. Yeah, it's a strange place, Newfoundland, though. Strange place. I know you're not. There's a reason. What do you do here?
I'm a receptionist at a chiropractic clinic.
Oh, you're a receptionist at a chiropractic clinic. So your life in Newfoundland prepared you for that.
I'm a student.
You're a what? You're a steward? A student. Oh, I thought you were a steward. I thought, well, welcome. Well, that's nice. Well, you know, people need to be received at the chiropractic clinic. They can't just walk in and start getting pelfed. You know? They got up like, hey, could you just sit down for a minute and prepare for what's going to happen to you? Because he's going to grab you by the neck and twist you and it'll crack. So why don't you just read... you know, an old issue of Maclean's for a minute. Just get ready. If that's the last thing you see before you cannot walk anymore, enjoy. Right. How about you, bearded man? Where are you from?
Port Dover, Ontario.
Port Dover, which is a big place for bikers to go in the summertime. Yeah, bikers in the summertime go to Port Dover and ride their bikes. Not bikes, like they're not like kids on two-wheelers. That would be awesome if all the children in Ontario suddenly descended on Port Dover just doing wheelies up and down the street with cards in their spokes. Do people still do that? I don't think so. I think kids today are too high-end. We were just like, you know, we'd just make our own fun. Remember when the giant industrial conglomerates didn't know children would buy things? Remember that when you were a little kid? When I was a little kid, we just had to make shit out of an old tin can and beat it with a stick, and that was our day. Now there's the Disney Channel, you know? We'd just leave the house at about 6 a.m., come back at about 10 p.m., and our parents would go, "Oh, you," and they'd go to sleep. Like, you would hardly be, no one would be aware of the children at all. But now it's all, like, my daughter is obsessed with, like, horrible Disney shows, like, there's one called Victorious. Oh, have you seen it? Victorious? It's fucking terrible. It's always like somebody, I'm really shy, but I'd like to try out for the Hollywood Performing Arts High School. By some crazy accident, I got my chance. And then they're fucking, like, polished to the ninth degree, and they're amazing, and they get in. And then they're dealing with stuff. Just shut up. You're not dealing with anything. You're a fucking star of a show. Fuck you all. All of them are horrible. But the one I actually kind of like is Descendants. Have you seen Descendants? Where it's all the Disney evil people live on an island. And then all the good people live in a place called Auradon. And all the evil people live on the island of the Lost. And they live in fucking squalor. And the four of the kids of the evil people are taken to Auradon to go to high school. Of course, because high school is the best part of your life. And kids love it. Kids love high school. My daughter, who's six, is like, "I just can't wait to go to high school." Wrong. It'll be the worst time of your life, unless you're one of the assholes, and then it's amazing. But then it's like the son of Cruella de Vil, the daughter of the Evil Queen, who's from Snow White, the son of Saphir. Is that his name? Jafar. Saphir. Jafar, I don't know, but I never really knew. And the fourth one is, God damn it. Oh, Maleficent's daughter. But you know what I love about Disney is, like, it's amazing. I mean, it's fun, it's kind of funny, and everything is good. But the names of the kids, Maleficent's daughter, what do you think her name is?
Maleficent?
No, Mal. Okay. Jafar's son, Jay. Evil Queen's daughter, Evie. It's like so lazy. So lazy, but it all works. It's all fun. Mulan's daughter, Lonnie. Anyway, Mulan had a daughter. Why? What? It's crazy. But anyway, I love this stuff. I love watching horrible television with my children. They love it. They just think it's the best. So you, where did I? You went from Port Dover, right? You're from Port Dover. Where are you from? Port Dover as well? Good, because these people were really boring. They came from the same place. Where are you from?
I'm from Trinidad and Tobago.
Trinidad and Tobago. You come for the Trinidad, but you stay for the Tobago. That's what... Hey, everybody, thanks for coming. God damn it, it's full front row. That's never happened. Not since the Titanic have people been so willing to sit down front. Yes, so Trinidad and Tobago. So it's great there, though. What is the big music there? Is it soca? Soca, yeah. Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago. Is there a rivalry between Trinidad and Tobago? No? But they're two separate islands, though, right? So why did they get together and become Trinidad and Tobago instead of just being Trinidad, Tiny Republic, Tobago, Tiny Republic? Why? What is the connection?
Tobago's too small.
Tobago's too... So is fucking everything in the Caribbean. Every island is too small to be a viable country. St. Lucia is fucking too small. They're all small. Grenada, they're all tiny. They couldn't run anything by themselves. But they do. They have wonderful all-inclusives. But if you live there, is it all-inclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah? Every minute you get up, they're like, oh, good, there's the burrito bar. You just walk out the front door. Why did you come here? It seems like a nice place to live.
School.
School, okay. And you're going to go back with what you've learned and conquer Tobago. And soon it'll just be Trinidad. Tobago will be erased from history. Yeah. Are you from Trinidad? The island. What's the capital of Trinidad? Port of Spain. Nice. Port of Spain. There's Port of Prince as well. Where's that?
Haiti.
And there's Port of France. Don't know where that is, do you? How about Guadeloupe? That's always been one of my favorite names for an island. Guadeloupe. Guadeloupe! Have you guys tried the Guadeloupe? It's delicious. What they do is they scoop out a loop and put a ton of guada in it. You just eat it with a chip. Do you know what I love about Caribbean? Caribbean, one of my favorite things, and this is probably a Mexican thing, and I don't think they probably do it in Trinidad, but ceviche? Yeah. You eat it on the beach? Oh, it's so good. The shellfish cook in their own... in lime juice. There's no cooking. It's just they pour lime juice on it, and it denatures the protein of the animals. And then you just eat it, and it's fucking great. Huh? Never thought about that before, have you? The process that brings you ceviche. I have. And I've loved it. Oh, where are you from? Yeah.
Well, I live here.
No, I know you do. Well, you live in this room. So you must be annoyed. What are all these people doing in here? This is my living room. Hey, no one invited these people. It's terrible. What? Pakistan. You have a wonderful, lovely accent. Oh, I bet you did. Which English school? Presentation Convent. Wow. Have you met Abby? She used to make cheese. She's a nun. She's a nun as well. So Presentation Convent. Wow. So that must have been fun. So you learned a beautiful English. Beautiful English. That's beautiful. And why did you come here? I know, not this specifically. But to Canada. Did you just meet someone and say, I'd like to move over there? Or did your whole family come? Are you some kind of jet-setting fucking superstar? Like if we called some friends from Pakistan and said, hey, she's here, they go, oh, my God, get her autograph. She's amazing. No. So that's good. So what do you do now?
Well, we're up with
KPMG
now.
KPMG? Yeah. What the hell is that? Is it one of my euphemisms on my PSAs, KPMG?
Yeah.
It's a consulting?
Yeah.
Do you consult what about what?
No, I work in strategy.
Oh, strategy. So overall, you're like the spider, and we're all in your web of consultancy. I get it. And is this your husband? And what does he do? Does he consult as well? What does he do? Well, I know, he should have before he came. What is your thing? What is your name? I'd love to know it.
Stas.
Stas?
Yeah.
That's a nice name. It's very intense. Stas. People get angry sometimes if you... Well, that's, you know, because I have an incredible ear. I really do. This one. This can link to a supercomputer in the Pentagon. Stas. So, Stas, what is that? Is that are you Pakistani as well? No. No, where are you from?
I'm from Russia.
Russia? Yeah. Beautiful.
But I didn't come from there. I mean, we made it in Dubai and everything.
So you didn't come from there? You're Russian, but you didn't come from there. Were you some kind of weird Russian pod in space? That you made your way? You weren't there most of your life, but now you're here. Started at the bottom. Now you're here. Stas. Is that your full name?
No.
Is it longer and more exciting? What is it? Stanislav. So people call you Stas. Yeah, that's cool. They don't call you Slav, which would be mildly insulting. That would be horrifying. And what is your name?
Oh, my.
Yes, you.
Nadia.
Great Pakistani name. Am I right? Is it like a very common Pakistani name? Really? Oh, well, there you go. One in my eye. I don't know shit. Nadia, who went to a convent school, learned perfect English, and then met a man not from Russia who's Russian. Went to high school in America and then ended up here consulting with astronauts, I assume. What do you do, Stas?
I just moved in here.
Oh, you just moved in here. So both of you live here in this room now. It's getting crazy. It's getting weird. I like it. I really like it. But you just moved here, but you have no prospects. So you're just living off of her.
I mean, I've been here like 1 month.
2 months. No real urge to get a job or an occupation, Stas. Nothing. No? Okay. I'll let you off. I'll let you go. I get it. I know people are busy. 2 months. He's just settling in, isn't he? Good for you guys. How about you two behind there? What do you do? You got? Are you together? Yeah, you two. I don't know why people come to this show. I have no idea. Like you two people, Stas and Nadia, how did you end up here?
We didn't know.
No, but I mean, why did you come into this room? Why? What did you? How did you hear about the show and say, that's something I'll do?
Catch
23. You wanted to go to Catch 23, but it was full. Story of my life. That's why anyone comes to this show, because there's no room in other shows. That's what this is all about. I get it. I understand. Well, good. Well, you know, maybe you've learned something. Buy your tickets earlier. Maybe Stas would have enjoyed Catch 23. He would have. I know he would have. He's got that look about him, the Catch 23 look. And you two guys came in a little bit late. That's fun. Where were you? Do you wanted to go to Catch 23 as well?
No.
No?
You were our first choice.
Well, that's amazing. Well, I'm sorry. You look a little bit like, I'm trying to, this is escaping me, and I won't dwell on it. But why are you, who are you? What do you do?
I work for Cadillac Fairview.
Oh, so you run malls.
Basically.
And properties.
Yeah.
So you're in the office, or are you like a security guard? High tea in their head office. They're like, oh, my God, the Socks R Us has dropped off the grid. And they bring you in, and you figure it out.
We'll figure everything out.
Yeah, I know you do. God damn it. You know, you look like you might have an affliction of some kind. Would you like to come up and...
Oh, yeah, you're number two for sure. Come on up. You can read. IT people have to read. There you go.
They tell us that.
They just come right over to this microphone and tell us all about what happened to you and what's wrong.
Murder. Yes. Okay. For some people, it isn't a crime. It's the only way they can function in society. Every day, millions of people all over the world murder other people and feel bad about it. But what if murder is all you're truly good at? People look down on you. They call you a monster. They say, you killed my grandpa. But for me, and others like me, murder is a creative outlet, much like macrame or Pinterest. Macrame, that's a hard word.
I got an accent at the end.
You can help. Please give generously to I Know Someone Who Deserves It, a nonprofit organization that brings murderers and victims together. Our database is growing daily, and we need people like you to help these murderers murder others without the social stigma that is attached to murder in our society. Through your donations, we build special contained murder park wheels.
Murder park wheels, which might even be better.
There's a typo.
I understand. I did it wrong.
On purpose. And people like me can freely murder and perform a public service at the same time. Murderers are people, too. They are people who love to murder. So give generously to I Know Someone Who Deserves It at ikswdi.org, because murder is wrong, unless you really deserve it.
That's right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, murderers, they murder. That's what they do. And, you know, you can't judge them because they're murderers. A lot of people, you know, just because they're doing what you would like to do doesn't make them wrong. All right? Am I right, people? Let's have a round of applause for murderers right now. Way to go, murderers. How about you two girls there in a world of your own? What are you up to? It's all right, but why are you here? Were you trying to get into another show?
Well,
or you're trying to get some food down the street at Piston?
No, I'm a longtime fan.
Longtime fan?
For sure.
Okay.
I've seen you in theater in Stratford.
Oh, my God.
I saw you in your first night when you did a funny thing happen on the way to the forum when you were feeling
infused
out.
Wow.
And the
Jesus. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I love your stuff for the CBC content. I've listened to the podcast. And my girlfriend's from New York and has no idea who the fuck you are.
Well, this is the best thing you could have done for me. Bring her to this. She will get a great grip on what I am after this. The absolute best thing you could have done for me. With her to go back and talk to people in New York and say, I saw a girl ramble and fucking eat it for an hour. It was amazing. He was supposed to have another guy, and the guy didn't show up, so he talked, asking people where they're from. It was the best show I've ever seen. Oh my God, it was like he was a bus conductor. It was fucking amazing. Oh, well, that's good. New York is nice. It smells a bit of pee. We all know that, but that's part of it. You live here now? Okay. So why did you leave? Too much pee. You went to school?
Yeah.
In Vancouver, and then ended up here and slid across country. Or had jumped into that wormhole at Simon Fraser University, the experimental wormhole, and ended up here. Well, good. I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Oh, sweet Lord Jesus. Now, I hesitate to do this, and I'm pimping him, and it's horrible. But one of my favorite people in the world is here, and his name is Richard Krauss, and he's a Dick Krauss. He's a Dick Krauss. He's mighty, mighty, and he's letting it all hang out. But I was wondering, would you come up here, Richard? Because I have a couple of film questions I'd like to ask you. I don't know if you know Richard Krauss, but he is an incredible film critic. I know. She's so angry at you now. I just don't get a chance to be in the same room with this man very often. He's recently married. Let's give him a big round of applause. Newlywed, Richard Krauss. He's writing a screenplay about it right now. It's going to be great. So this is the thing I wanted to ask you. Why do you never make movies yourself? Have you thought about it?
I have thought about making documentary movies, but they're expensive.
Oh,
and,
I see.
Yeah. And I interviewed on my radio show, I interviewed a documentary filmmaker yesterday. And I've known this guy for a long time. And I said, so tell me about, you know, where you get your ideas, what, you know, what's your life like? And he says, I sit around in my pajamas all day hoping that checks come in. And he was like, I don't know if that's for me.
I think it is.
Well, maybe it is.
Well, you look too well-groomed to sit in your pajamas.
Pajamas all day sounds all right.
All right. So now there's some new movies coming out this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters comes out today. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it.
And was it amazing?
Ghostbusters isn't amazing, but it's great. It's a lot of fun. Like, considering how much controversy there was about it, and the Ghost Bros were flooding IMDb with low to no zero reviews so that people wouldn't go see it, so their scores
would
be really low.
That's not very nice.
It's not very nice.
People hate women, isn't it?
Well, they...
people hate women.
It kind of seemed that way. It did kind of seem that way, but the movie is funny, and Kate McKinnon is glorious in the movie. She's fantastic.
Well, she's probably my favorite on all the buses going by.
She likes her, too.
I like her. She looks cute.
The Blood Bay lady likes her as well, yeah.
Blood Bay McKinnon, they call her. Now... the thing is, it's what people get angry when they remake movies. Yes. I get kind of angry too because you did it once and it was great.
And I've been beaten up all day on social media because I liked Ghostbusters, and I'm not engaging with anybody. But if you check my Twitter feed or Facebook or Instagram or anything, or any of the
it just says fuck off cunts.
Kind of,
right?
Kind of. It just, you know, it's been kind of hostile. So we thought we'd come and, you know,
just relax and not talk about movies. Okay, great, perfect. So about this movie.
Yeah.
No, the thing is, it's a studio thing, isn't it? Going back, like I've read somewhere, and maybe this may not be true, but movies are hard to make money on, right? That's what people think.
That's what people think.
Yes, yeah. And they went back, it was maybe in the mid-80s, they went to accountants and said, how can we make money making movies? And they said, well, just go back to your old catalog and make those movies again.
And make the stuff that was popular and make it again.
Make it again.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, the idea is that people will go see something that they're familiar with. So, like the young woman down here who has seen everything that you've ever done and listened to every show that you've ever done, she came to
I'm
see
still
you tonight
poor.
Because you're the brand. And that's what they're hoping with, you know, Ghostbusters. Next week it's Star Trek. It's, you know, every week there's a big movie that comes out that's based on something that they hope people are just familiar enough with that they'll go see.
Well, what's weird about the Ghostbusters, like, people remade the Star Trek movies, mm-hmm. they rebooted it, and there wasn't that kind of outrage. There was, I mean, there's hardcore fans,
yeah.
but they did such a great job recreating
it. The difference is that...
there's three women, four women instead, and women aren't funny, according to the world.
According to my Facebook feed today, yeah, women aren't funny, and...
which is ridiculous.
And is that because I laughed at that movie that I need to...
you need to check your head.
I need to check my head.
So if we were going to go to see, did you see Independence Day Resurgence?
The worst.
Was it
it's
really?
The worst.
The first one is a creepy, there's always been one point in that movie, in the first one, that drove me crazy.
Right.
And always Randy Quaid is a fucking weirdo.
Yep.
Oh. But he's this guy who keeps telling them he was abducted by aliens uh-huh. and he was probed and all this shit through the whole yep. movie. And then at the end, they're all sitting around waiting to attack the aliens. And they're all sitting in there like, we're going to fight the aliens and we're going to blow them up. And this is what we're going to do. And he goes, well, when I was abducted by the aliens, and everyone goes, oh, shut up. And you're like, no, he probably really wasn't. They're aliens right there, you fucking assholes. But I never understood that part. So Randy Quaid is not in this movie.
Randy Quaid is not. He's still in exile in Vancouver or Montreal or
right.
wherever it is that he's living.
Living in a hotel.
Yeah, living in a hotel. And no, it's awful. It's truly awful. It was one of the first what I call seatbelt movies of the year, where I have to wear a seatbelt to keep me in my seat for the whole movie.
It's that bad.
It's
but
that
you
bad.
Have. This is the thing about reviewers. You have to watch the whole horrible
I have to
thing
stay right through to the end. Yeah, I never leave.
Oh,
I
I'm so leave. Sorry for yeah. you. So what do you do when it's a really horrible movie and you're hating it? Do you bring something and look at it?
No.
Do you, like, read a book?
Nope. All the movies that I see in the year, I see about 400 movies a year. So the top 10%, the great ones, are really fun to write about because they're great. You like writing about those. The bottom 10%, the Independence Days and all that, Resurgence and all that stuff, are really fun to write about because they're terrible.
Awful.
And they're fun. It's just that 80% in the middle that there's... you know, not much to say about those. That's the tough ones.
Okay, here I got another one for you. Batman versus Superman.
Oh, brutal. Was it another brutal?
I watched the extended version. I've never seen it in the theaters, and all I wanted to see was Wonder Woman. Really, yep. I don't want to see Ben Affleck.
But why is Wonder Woman in that movie, other than to introduce her for her own movie?
Here's what I'm asking. Why is Aquaman in that movie?
I know.
Coming out of a cave and poking the camera with a fucking trident.
But all he does is this.
The fucking word. Woo! I'm a water guy!
Yeah.
It's the worst. Yeah. And then they show the Flash, who's just like, I stopped a robbery at a convenience store.
Yeah.
Wow, that's low end.
Yeah, no, it's a...
It's a low-end superhero.
It's just a long trailer for whatever will come next.
Yeah, but really, they have not learned anything from Marvel.
No, they haven't. And I saw it the first time and hated it. And my wife wanted to see it, so we went to one of the VIP theaters.
So you could get hammered.
Well,
and
you know,
eat.
I will tell you.
Fine victuals.
That a double Bloody Caesar, two beers, and those reclining seats. Makes that movie a whole lot easier to deal with.
Well, I saw an extra half hour of it.
Oh.
Yeah. I was excited. But you know, if there was a sneaky great movie that is not getting any kind of love, what would it be? What would it be?
I would say the best stuff I've seen recently are documentaries. A documentary called Tickled.
Okay, this
awesome.
Sounds boring.
No.
I'm already bored.
Okay, don't be bored by this. Don't
go to
don't
the
be
VIP.
Bored by
get a couple of Caesars.
No, it's a movie about a guy. It's a documentary about a guy in New Zealand who's a pop culture journalist, and he finds endurance tickling, competitive tickling videos online, and he thinks, "What a great story! I'm going to get in touch with these people." So he gets in touch with them. And nothing happens. They don't email back. So then he goes on their Facebook page, and they write back with the most vitriolic, like, fuck you, never get in touch with us again. We don't want anything to do with you. So, of course, that, you know.
He has to make a movie about it.
Well, he gets a movie, and it turns into, like, a John le Carré thing. It's incredible story. It's an incredible
really?
Story. Yeah. Endurance
so it's
tickling.
Like what is it? King of Kong of endurance tickling.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's fantastic.
Okay, well, I have to see that.
Tickling. I give tickling
to
you.
So Tickling is the name of the endurance. It's just called Tickling.
Yeah.
All right. Now, one last movie I want to ask you about. Won an Oscar. The Revenant.
Uh-huh.
Is it shit or is it just me?
No. When did you see it? How did you see it?
I saw it in a theater.
You saw it in a theater.
Yeah.
That's good. Because on TV, I don't think it has the same impact.
The scope and
that,
like all the weird camera where like he would come around and.
But at the very end, when he's just looking at his phone, he's like, did I do the right thing? Come on.
That was pretty great. I guess it's just pain porn in a lot of ways for me. So, like, it's like, oh my God, my fingers were hacked off by a fucking tomahawk now.
But in real life.
My eyes are being poked out by fucking hot pokers.
And Blood Bay is leaving. But on the in real life.
Sorry about that. Yeah, didn't mean to bring up your relatives. Yeah. The Revenant.
In real life, he was attacked. Henry Glass
I know,
was
but this wasn't anything like this movie.
Well, no, it wasn't, because when they put his face back on, his face apparently was kind of peeled off his skull. And they put it back on, but they put it on kind of like this.
Lopsided.
Yeah. So it was
so
like
not
was
like Leonardo DiCaprio's
no,
beautiful face in any way.
He did not look like Leonardo DiCaprio. He looked like he had a face only twisted this way. Yeah.
And his entire scalp was torn off, trachea was exposed and punctured in the real story.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
And that really didn't look like what happened to Leonardo DiCaprio. It looked like it was just Leonardo DiCaprio looking cold a lot.
On my radio show, we played the audio of just the bear attack.
Oh.
No, it's awesome.
Well, that bear attack is unbelievable.
All it is like, rawr, rawr, oh, stop that. Rawr, rawr, stop that for like a long time. It's awesome. It's awesome. Listen to it. The next time you see it, close your eyes and kind of distance yourself from what's actually happening on screen, because it doesn't seem nearly as ferocious as it does when you're actually watching.
Now, stop it.
It's kind of like that.
It's Tom Hardy, is he a good actor, or am I crazy?
He's a good actor in his range. In his range,
he does his weird, extremely weird.
Yeah, and he likes to mumble, and
All right, I like him.
Yep. Locke. Right. Have you seen Locke?
Locke.
Locke. He's in a car for 2 hours and doing a monologue.
No.
Pretty great.
Really?
Most of it he's talking, he's a guy who is a foreman on giant construction jobs. Sure. So a lot of the time he's talking about cement and the kinds of cement that you use on construction jobs. But then the story deepens and you find out why he's in the car driving. 2 hours of Tom Hardy in a car talking on a phone.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that sounds actually good.
No bear attacks.
No bear attacks, and he doesn't spit juice on anyone or tobacco juice on anybody. No.
None of that.
But, all right. Well, then, I'm sorry I brought you up out of the place. I know that.
No sorrier than they are.
I know. Listen, I love talk. This man knows more about movies, and I don't understand how you could watch 400 goddamn movies. In a year. That is insane.
During film festivals, like during the Toronto Film Festival, I'll see between 80 or 90 in about 2.5 or 3 weeks.
Damn it. How do they expect you to get any kind of perspective on whether things are good or bad?
Well, I take notes, and I don't review. Anytime if I'm seeing 5 movies in a day, I don't review the last couple. I go see them again later.
Well, that's a good idea.
You know.
Jesus Christ. I'd just be like so full of Diet Coke by that time. And so much salt from popcorn and butter. I'd be dying. I'd be so. I think it's amazing what you've done. But what's weird, it's like, do you know Eric Tunney? Have you ever heard of Eric Tunney? Very funny
Eric
comedian.
Eric Tunney was a friend of mine. And
Very sad. Yeah. He passed away. Yeah, but he had a great joke that was like, when you have 100 bottles of. When you have 100 bottles of wine in your basement, they call you a connoisseur. When you have 100 bottles of vodka, they call you an alcoholic. So you watch 400 movies a day, a year. If you weren't being paid to do that, you'd be a fucking weirdo.
I know. I think there's a lot of people that think that anyway.
You'd be horrible. You'd be incredibly fat.
Yeah.
You'd be just covered in cheesy crumbs. It would be horrifying.
That sort of that cheese scum.
Cheese
that gets
under
on your
the nails.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Delicious. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Richard Krause. I'm sorry to pimp you. There's no reason to do that. But God, I love talking about movies with you. I love watching the movies. I love finding weird movies that I really enjoy. Has anybody anyway? There's a strange movie called Valhalla. Oh, it is so fucking weird. The guy who plays Hannibal, Mads Mikkelsen. Holy shit, Neon Demon's in theaters right now. Go see it. But it's about the last crazy berserk warrior in Vikings, in the Viking world, and he's kept in a cage and he's missing an eye. And he comes out and kills people and then goes back in his cage. It's very strange. But I just love finding movies like that. Troll Hunter is another great movie like that, where these kids are like, it's kind of like Blair Witch Project, but in Norway, and they're going out with a camera, and they're going like, we're going to find a troll. And they find fucking thousands of them, and it's crazy. Great movie. I just love finding just bizarre movies. There was one called, is it Sinterklaas? The one about the Dutch one where like Santa Claus comes every few years and murders a whole bunch of kids. Fuck, but it's great. I can't describe how funny and brilliant that stuff is. What I don't understand about movies is how people make bad movies. There's so much money poured into even a shitty movie that you just go, how did you fuck this up? I mean, all of you together. Just no one said, whoa, 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 this is shit. Can we stop and start again with what we have? No, it's amazing. Now, what is we? Oh, my God, time has flown. And Scott, how are you? Andrew. Fuck! Every time! Because I know Andrew Scott from the Sloan, and I keep saying, oh, there's Scott. Andrew. Not Andrew. What an ass. But anyway, Andrew, you've done another wonderful job. Scott? Andrew. Andrew, you've done another wonderful job, and we've had fun here tonight. And we still, but still, when it comes right down to it, it's about the people and about saving lives. That's what this show is all about. And so I've got another one here. I really need someone to help with this one. It's probably the most important of all of them. How about you, sir? Would you come and read this PSA for me? You can read, I'm sure. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, helping out people in the city. Here we go.
Hey, did you know that raccoon feces is incredibly toxic? It carries virulent bacteria that can kill a baby in minutes or cause debilitating diseases in adults like you and I. But what if you were addicted to eating it? Like me. I eat over 600 pounds of raccoon feces every month. And I can't stop myself. It's tangy and delicious, but also ultimately deadly. Thousands of people across this country are addicted to raccoon feces, and the number is growing. It starts out as a dare from your friends or an accidental snack, and then quickly it degenerates into a longing hunger that can ruin your life. I lost my job, my family, my health, to my insatiable desire for rack scat. But I found help. Put Down the Shit is a nonprofit organization that helps get counseling for people like me who can't stop eating the shit of raccoons. Now I am in a halfway house. I have a job at Burger King. And I'm getting back on my feet, all because I reached out, not for the streaming deliciousness of raccoon shit, but for the help of specialized counselors at Put Down the Shit. They've weaned me on to the less toxic shit of cats and dogs. And soon I'll be clean. Please give generously to pdts.org because we all have our shit to deal with.
Wow.
That was amazing, Phil. That was beautiful.
Oh, my God. That's a success story right there. It's unbelievable. PutDownTheShit.org. Send what you can. Send what you can. And please, go and see him at Burger King. You know, the food is amazing, and it can only be completely delicious in the hands of that man right there. What is your name again, sir?
Jason.
It's good to see you. You guys were here last time. Any better? Any worse? See, the last time was just me last time, and I had planned for that, and I had little things to do, and now I just really questioned people about their lives. And then pimped poor Richard Krause into giving us some movie reviews. And then I made other people do my job. But that's part of the fun. Right, Andrew?
That's right.
All right. Well, next time we're here, we'll be in August? Or is it? No.
August
17th. August 17th. It's going to be amazing, that August 17th show. You cannot imagine the kind of shit they'll be forced to read about eating at that show. 19th, great. Okay, now no one will come. Okay, the secret word for this, if you want to get 2-for-1 tickets, the secret word to quote when you're ordering your tickets is rack scat. Rack scat. Right? Jason, it's delicious but deadly, am I right? Rack scat. You can see it's just a slippery slope. Have you ever seen raccoon shit? It is the most horrific thing. Raccoons, they're not lovable. They're horrifying. And people really get behind them and say, oh, they're cute. Really? When your baby dies of fucking some horrible fucking amoeboic dysentery, you will not be happy. They're the most vile creatures. They're horrifying. Raccoons. I mean, they're cute and everything, sure. They're fun. And when you see them lying at the side of the road, I don't like to see anything dead at the side of the road. Who does? I mean, no one deserves to be hit by a Honda Civic. Ever. But, you know, still, gross. Gross. Either was, and they don't like you. It's not like, and you can go, hey, get the fuck out of here. And they'll just sit there. What? One of us is leaving, not me. And I'm angry at them. I get angry. I used to have a house, but those were teddy times. And and there was a raccoon. It would come up and actually hang from the, you know, the screen door of our backyard. And I'm like, what the fuck? Get out. No one wants you here. Get out. And then they would shit really hard on our deck, like just hard, and like pile it up and then walk away. It was the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. And then one of them broke its leg and was sitting in the middle of the day, and you're like, and it's sitting there on your deck and it's got a broken leg and it's just going, and it's like, fuck, I hope you die in pain. That's all I can say, because you deserve no help. You deserve nothing. Horrifying fucking animals. Oh, what other, there was one other thing. It was horrible. Yeah, they're really cute. They're so cute. And they have almost human-like hands, so they can open your garbage and fucking spread it while they pick out the most rotten things to devour and then create more shit for your fucking backyard. I got a giant, I had all the backyard sodded, brand new sod put down. These fucking things went out and rolled it up like fucking carpets and ate grubs from underneath it. You just want to go out with a goddamn shovel and start fucking swinging at these people. Do you not respect my grass? Anyway. Yeah, they're not cute. They're not cute. Squirrels are also assholes. Squirrels also, rodents, you can't fucking stop them. They just do it. And there's millions of them. There's tree rats. And they come out, and I have tomato plants on my back deck. And I'm just like, I'm trying to make my little tomatoes. I come out, and they fucking chewed the shit out of every tomato and the whole fucking thing. And I'm like, they're even green. They're not even edible yet, you assholes. And they're like, delicious. Fuck off. And then I got habanero pepper plant, and I thought, well, they're not going to fucking eat that. Wrong! They're eating it all. They don't care. They don't care. Goddamn rodents versus us. Who's going to win? No one. In the end. Now, all right, lemurs. If we had lemurs in Toronto, I'd be happy, because at least they're cute. They look like cat monkeys. And they climb trees with big eyes, and they're like, oh, hey there, I'll throw that guy a piece of fruit. Raccoons eat garbage, just pure, horrifying garbage. Go and get a piece of chicken, lay it out in the sun for about 3 days until it's crawling with rancid fucking rabies and maggots. Raccoon delight. He'll be on that like, just, delicious. Raccoon treats. All right. Maybe I went on too long on the raccoons. But they get to me. They make me angry. That's all right. Have I mentioned the Portuguese? No, that's not true. The Portuguese are wonderful people. I don't really understand Portugal. Do you? Because it's kind of part of Spain that decided not to be part of Spain. And then their language drifted in a weird way. But you expect things, like when you see Spanish, and it goes like, amigos, you say every letter in Spanish, right? But then in Portuguese, they call them the Azores. It should be Azores, shouldn't it? Like, it looks like, and I don't get it. Portugal, come on. What's with your language? And they say, zh, at the end of every S word is zh, Azores. You know, it's crazy. Gomes. It's instead of Gomez, it's Gomes. You're like, well, okay. And then they do weird things with names like Ronaldo. First of all, is he Dave Ronaldo? Or is it Ronaldo something? You don't know. It's just Ronaldo. And then they have another guy who's also Ronaldo and wants to be called Ronaldo, but they make him call himself Ronaldinho. Little Ronaldo. And you're just like, what the hell? And sometimes like when I was watching the soccer, they would have like Mario's, the guy's last name, but his name is João Mario, so they put a J in front of Mario. But no one else on the fucking team has their first name initial on their jersey. Why? Why does João get his fucking initial on? And everybody else is like, I'm happy just being Martinez. I'm okay. I don't need to be Nicky Martinez and Martinez. Like there's some confusion between the other Marios on the team. Fuck you. Fuck you, Portuguese soccer players. That's not true. But I do know that Ronaldo really had to get his shirt off at some point. Like, it was really important after he'd injured himself and wept about his own injury and how sad it was that now that he was injured. He had to get out there right on the field and take his shirt off after they won and just go, look how fucking ripped I am. Am I not the most beautiful man in the world? I am Ronaldo. Not Ronaldinho, that little creep. I'm Ronaldo. Look at me. Ripped. Anyway, enough about why I should quit. All right. I'm sorry, Andrew. I'm dragging it out. Ladies and gentlemen, secret word. Secret word is Rackscat.
August 12th.
August. Fuck! That's 3 different days. Holy shit. This is the worst. So August 12th, which I believe is a Friday, the same time. Are you guys going to be here?
Going on to Newfoundland. Gotta go. Walk across the bay on the backs of the cods.
Can't do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore. There's only one cod, and it's not very buoyant. It's not a buoyant cod. Body. They'll be telling you.
I love the people of Newfoundland. I really do. But you go there and watch comedy, and it's just like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Everyone's rolling on in the aisles, and this guy's just sort of, water came in, and slammed the door in my head. Buddy, could you believe it? And everyone's like, he's like, I fucking don't get it. But it's all good. It's all good. We're all in this together. All right? Blood Bay, Sweet Blood Bay, Bloody Bay. I'm sorry, it sounds so much better that way. Bloody Bay. Is it next to Dildo or Dark Hole?
Dildo's a few hours
away. Always. Dildo's always a few hours away. Is it close to Dark Hole? Dildo close to Dark Hole? Yeah, of course it is. It always is. Meow, said the wolf. Hey, one last movie. Zootopia. Did you like it? It was fucking amazing, but all I could think was, where are the reptiles? There are no fucking reptiles in the whole world, so I guess the world is perfect without reptiles. God damn it. But it was a good movie. There were no reptiles, no dolphins or cetaceans. No fucking whales, just big, no rodents. Well, there were rodents, there were tiny little ones, and they ran through the town. Okay, I'm getting off the ending of the show now. Just wanted to say, but Zootopia I loved. Let's call it, what we call it, which is what we call it. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. Ratscat, if you want to come back, maybe if you're getting there earlier, you can get into Catch 23 and you'll be happier, probably. I don't know, but still, it'll be fun. So come back next time. Ratscat, Rackscat, not Ratscat. You will not get a free ticket if you say Ratscat. It has to be Rackscat. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you to Andrew. Thank you to the Comedy Bar. And thank you to you all, good friends.